At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Summer is supposed to be an opportunity to slow down, but when you look at your kids, you can't help but notice that your kids are growing up fast. Help them build independence as they grow with Greenlight. Greenlight is a debit card and money app for families where parents can keep an eye on kids' money habits while kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. It's the easy, convenient way to raise financially smart kids. Get your first month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/pod.
Special Eye on the Illini podcast tonight here is Illinois gets the win over Toledo 30-28. Larry Smith, Brad Sturdy, Mike Kegley, Kedrick Prince here all along for this one. Guys, this was one of those games that going in, we knew that Illinois could have some trouble with the Mid-American champions, but they come through late. Luke Altmyer, outstanding in the fourth quarter. He had a great debut. Caleb Griffin, the 21-yard field goal to get the win 30-28. Brad Sturdy, your thoughts?
Well, I think you summed it up well. I thought Luke Altmyer was fantastic. I thought he showcased, you know, what we knew. He can really throw the ball. He made some big-time plays. And, you know, they've got more wide receiver talent. You saw the guys making plays. Isaiah Williams, Casey Washington, Pat Bryant, all making plays on the outside. I think the biggest concern are both offensive and defensive lines. I mean, those guys are going to have to play a lot better when they play the bigger and more physical teams in the Big Ten. So I think that's the concern.
Yeah, I think it came down to Luke Altmyer demonstrated that he had all the ability that Brett Bielema and his staff thought he had. And I was really reminiscent of an 80s Illini quarterback performance.
You know, for me, I'll tell you what, just early and right away, Luke Altmyer, you know, has silenced a lot of people with his quarterback play for a guy who didn't get a lot of minutes, you know, at Ole Miss. He looked really, really good. He looked composed. They put him in good position to win the game. You know, we were talking here in the press box. I know a lot of people were a little bit upset about giving up 408 yards to a MAC team on offense. I remember a couple of years ago when Ryan Walters was at his first year on what he gave up, you know, probably 500 or 600 yards to Virginia team. I think they'll shore that up. I think the line play will be better. That's the thing I like about this staff. I think they'll fix those mistakes. But the play of the game, everybody knows it. I mean, that throw from Luke Altmyer on fourth down, and Casey Washington coming up huge. That was, I mean, that tells you where this team is. 2 years ago, that wouldn't have happened.
Well, I think that's a big point. You're right, a 33-yard pass play from Altmyer to Washington, who is a big playmaker in this game. Altmyer, his numbers, 18-26, 211 yards, 2 touchdowns. He had 1 interception, but he was outstanding really the entire night, showed great composure there in that fourth quarter throw. And again, what a play by Washington. You know, guys, one of the things that I think there's a lot of things to clean up here as they get into the game against Kansas on Friday night, 413 yards allowed, 100 penalty yards, 9 of those in the first half. They had just the 1 in the second half. But there's a lot here on the board that Brett Bielema, Brad Sturdy, and his staff are going to have to work on here at a short week to get it done.
Yeah, no question. I mean, they definitely have to figure out, you know, they didn't get much pressure on the quarterback. Were unable to stop the run. They were unable to, the offensive line was unable to, you know, Altmyer took a lot of hits as well, and they weren't able to run the football. And Illinois wants to pride themselves in being able to run the football. And in order to do that, they're going to have to, you know, they're going to have a lot better scheme, block a lot better. And I get that the guy was mobile and they didn't want to, you know, do things, you know, didn't want to rush up, you know, get out of their rush lanes and things like that. But they have to find a way to get pressure on those guys. The other thing is, that I was interested in, the substitution patterns on the D-line. It'd be interesting to see what Bielema says post-game about the substitution patterns.
Yeah, seeing you know, the law firm sitting on third down and long was just mysterious at times, and it didn't appear to be accidental. So there had to be some sort of thought pattern behind it. I think also, obviously, the pick six was a huge change in momentum. I think if you put that with the pass to Altmyer from Altmyer to Washington, those are the two plays that really pivoted the game and put it into the Illinois column of a W.
I'll tell you something else that was huge. I mean, again, we talked about the 413 yards, but in the second half, Illinois really, they gave up 10 points, but one of those was that silly penalty by Gabe Backus. I mean, if you don't give that penalty up, they only score 3 points in the second half. Yes, you give up a chunk of yards, but you don't give up 28 points. And I think those are things that they can shore up. I think that they'll fix those things and they'll look at the film. But, I mean, I'm just giving Aaron Henry credit. In his first outing, it wasn't great. There's things that they can look forward to correct moving forward.
Yeah, most points allowed by Illinois against a non-conference foe at home since they allowed 37 points to Texas San Antonio 2 years ago, September of 2021, in the 37-30 loss to the Roadrunners. Illinois gets the win here. 30-28 is the final. Be sure to stay with IlliniGuys.com. Complete coverage right now on the website and throughout the evening here from Memorial Stadium. For all the fellas, for Brad Sturdy, Mike Kegley, Kedrick Prince, I'm Larry Smith. Again, stay with IlliniGuys.com for your complete coverage here from Memorial Stadium.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.